Cowboys.com.
We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and going to preview an event coming up. I believe it starts next week, isn't that right?
August 8th and 9th.
August 8th and 9th. Melanie Nord is in studio. Melanie, tell me your title.
Yeah, I'm the summit point leader for our Manhattan satellite location of this global leadership summit that's hosted all over the world to almost 500,000 people.
Okay, and it's coming up next week, as we mentioned, 8th and 9th. A lot of different speakers going to be at this event.
It is. Yeah, it's a diverse cast of speakers. So basically what the event is that it has speakers from all over business, faith backgrounds that are going to speak about something innovative or something that they've kind of mastered or found to be essential in their personal development or in the way that they work with other people. So this diverse cast is going to speak in TED talk style talks, and then Manhattan at the K-State Union will just be one satellite location of almost 500 national sites.
Wow. Okay. And kind of leading up to that, it looks like there's a breakout lunch. Is that ahead of the summit then? Or
Thursday and Friday, there will be a lunch break. And so those who attend can go to the K-State Union, has that great food court. And then there will be an optional opportunity to learn from some local leaders that are doing a great job kind of innovating how they lead, how they create community change. So we'll have Ben Deaver from the new Tallgrass Community Church. We'll have Brandon Irwin. He's involved in many things around town, but he'll kind of speak to the Safe and Affordable Housing Action Initiative. Then we have John Alu Johnston representing Manhattan Alliance for Peace and Justice. Then on Friday, it will be the optional lunch breakout that will focus Mark Queen from Core Score and then Barry Dundas from the First United Methodist Church.
Okay. So this whole whole idea of the Global Leadership Summit, there's so much information to be taken in here. But what are some of the subject matters that will be dealt with?
Mm-hmm. What I like about it is that at first it just seems like a leadership conference. So when we first brought it to Manhattan, some people thought, you know, we've got a lot of leadership conferences. The Manhattan Chamber of Commerce does a phenomenal job providing leadership opportunities. So does the university. But what makes this unique is that they cover so much on self-motivation, personal development, and then purpose. So a lot of the speakers are going to talk about how do we find that contentment in life, how do we find our purpose in life, and how do we feel fulfilled in what we do and make sure that it's kind of more than a job. We're being more than just a Manhattan citizen. We're being somebody who can help better the community. So I think that that's what makes the topics that these speakers speak on really unique.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just kind of hearing that, I think, is a positive encouragement for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to attend something like this, you're going to get a lot in return. How do people get registered for this?
Yeah, you can visit the First United Methodist Church website. That front page will have a link that gives you more information about it. You can email or contact me, Melanie Nord, and I'm on that website. You can also go to Facebook and type in GLSMHK. And that will lead you to our Facebook page, and you can shoot us a message. We actually have 6 free tickets left. So if you'd like a scholarship, if you're just on the fence, and a free ticket would give you that extra push, we'd love to offer that to you. So reach out to me, and we can get you connected.
Now how many years has K-State been involved with the Global Leadership Summit?
The First United Methodist Church hosts it. So we just host it at the K-State Union as a venue, just because you have the Forum Hall, which is like a phenomenal place to watch a satellite feed. Then the courtyard, we've got free snacks, Rodina's beverages, and pastries set up there. So it's just a really neat location to have it. But the First United Methodist Church decided to host this to the community, and because we were sending enough people to the Kansas City location. This event has been happening for about 20 years, and so this will be my 9th year that I'm attending. But we were sending enough people to Kansas City, and then it found that like Farm Bureau, some other organizations in town were sending their people to Wichita, so we thought, why don't we save some money and try to see if this would take in Manhattan?
So is this a good opportunity here then for employers maybe that want to encourage their employees to become leaders? Or who's the target audience?
Yeah, the target audience is really anybody and everybody, which is kind of a tough answer, I know. But everybody has influence. We know that every single person with breath in their lungs is able to positively impact their neighbors, even themselves, the people that they work with. And so whether you're retired, whether you're in school, whether you work with an organization, you could attend. Our youngest attendee this year is 14 years old, and our oldest one is 96 and a half. And so it covers all walks of life. But we do have like Farm Bureau, McGowan Gordon. We have many other companies that are bringing big teams. We have some churches bringing big teams. And so it's really a neat deal.
And so you'll probably get, what, maybe 1,000 people out of this thing?
I wish. Yeah. Big dreams. We are hoping to be right around 200 this year. Okay. That's where we sat last year. And then Wichita, though, they have 1,000, and then the Kansas City locations have more closer to 500. But it's really exciting because our Manhattan location was ranked one of the top in the nation last year. So for our first public feed, that was just incredible to be ranked one of the top in the locations as far as offering this event, and the attendees ranked it as just having a really positive experience and a life-changing experience.
What is the Leadership Summit taught you that maybe you didn't know before? What have been some of your takeaways?
Yeah, the first year I attended, I didn't want to, and I was made to by an internship I had. And I was working at Best Buy, and I was a bartender, and I just had no direction in life. And so I attended just this simple two-day event for a low cost, and it completely changed my life. One thing that it does for me each and every year is that it kind of gives me that gift of disorientation where I might think I know what I'm doing in life, or I might think, you know, I'm stuck, I don't know how to do this. And it just completely changes for the rest of the year how I hold myself, how I think about the goals that I want to achieve as a Manhattan citizen and as a coworker.
You know, sometimes that's all it takes for somebody to just have that extra little push, and then they've got things figured out at least a little bit more. I don't know if we ever have everything all figured out, but maybe a little bit more direction for sure.
Mm-hmm. And one thing that I think is the most telling about this event is that the retention rate is phenomenal. Most people who've attended once attend again and bring at least one or two other people with them. So a lot of the big groups that we have from different organizations or churches are because one person came last year, and this year we're going to have five or so.
Wow. So, and tell me about the two-day event here. It's kind of all day. Will there be sessions all day long here, or how's that work?
Yeah. Thursday it will be 8:30 to 4, and Friday it will be 8:30 to 3. However, there will be opportunities, long breaks for you to network and enjoy some of the free offerings. And we're going to have a bookstore with the speakers, books, and materials. And then you're also just totally welcome to come and go. And so if you can't attend the whole thing, that's fine.
So, and that was going to be my next question. Nice lead in, Melanie, is, I'm going to be out of town, out of state, actually, on Thursday. But can I go Friday?
Oh,
just
yes.
Just Friday.
You will go Friday, Dave.
I have been instructed now. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you just said that you don't have anything on Friday, I think I heard. So, yeah, please join us.
Yeah. Well, and I've been a part of these before.
Yeah.
And they are inspiring from every aspect. And one of the things, and I don't know if it's the same organization, but in the past, John Maxwell, who's done a lot of leadership studies.
Yeah.
Is this an extension of what Maxwell started or with this?
It is, yeah. Okay. Every two or three years, Maxwell is a speaker. Last year, he was a speaker and debuted a new book. This year, kind of Patrick Lencioni is kind of taking his spot because they usually like to have some person that's been really foundational in leadership studies.
Well, it's been several years, but I remember the first one I went to was the first time I had heard Dr. Ben Carson speak.
Oh, yeah.
And this had nothing to do with any kind of politics, but he went through the physiological description of every process that was involved in being asked a question and raising your hand. Just the visual through the connectivity through the brain to trigger the motions of raising your hand. And it took him about 2-3 minutes to go through all of it. And it was just like, I mean, his speech, and I don't care what you think about Dr. Ben Carson politically, that's a whole different deal. But what he did was extremely inspiring. And his story about growing up is wonderful. So you get to hear a lot of these really inspiring people.
Yeah, you get to know some really well-known people in a different way and learn some things you might have never thought of before. Like, I'm not a huge football fan. And so the year So the year that I attended, Tony Dungy was one of the speakers. Yeah. And I thought, all right, I'm going to go chat with my friends, you know, grab a donut while he speaks. And luckily, I kind of paused for a moment and he was my absolute favorite talk. He talked about what he's learned from football. And even as somebody who doesn't know a lot about football, it changed my life. And it was incredible to hear some of his personal beliefs and how they impact how he coaches. So it's those speakers that you don't expect or you've never heard of that are going to be the ones that really hit you by surprise.
Everyone has every one of them has a tremendous story and a background that's fascinating. And the way they're able to tell that story in this kind of format is it's a wonderful experience. You walk away from there just pumped up, fired up, ready to take on the next challenge.
Exactly. And that's the power of having as many people from Manhattan attend as possible. Then you have the same people getting kind of jazzed up and excited about the same concepts. And if we could have that trickle down into our Manhattan community, think of all the amazing things that we could do just by having hundreds of people inspired to be better neighbors, to be better Manhattan community members, and to even just have greater purpose in how we're living and working.
One question I have, and the founding of this and the organization of this is somewhat faith-based, but the message isn't necessarily so.
No. So it founded out of a church in Chicago about 20 years ago because they found that they weren't really able to impact their community because of poor leadership. So it started out of a church, but then since has become its own nonprofit, 501c3, and you'll still notice there are some pastors and faith speakers that might give nod to their faith or talk about how that influences their style, but many of these speakers have no faith. They might openly proclaim having no faith, and so it's a real diverse group, but we know that humble leaders can learn from anybody, and so whether you have a faith or not, there's going to be something we can take from each and every one of these people.
All right, so give us the when and where rundown one more time of where people can go to take part in this.
Sure. It's going to be August 8th and 9th, Thursday and Friday. It's a come-and-go style event. It's going to be at the K-State Union, so you can park in that parking garage. You'll want to get registered. You can visit the First United Methodist Church website. It's right there on our front page. Or you can search us on Facebook, GLSMHK.
All right, Reverend Melanie Nord, Pastor of Community Care here at First United Methodist Church in Manhattan. Thanks so much, and good
luck.
Thank
you. Yeah.
All right, that'll do it here for In Focus today, Dave. We've got a good program coming up tomorrow as well. I know Deb Nuss will be on to talk Everybody Counts. And Perry Wiggins, that's right. Thank you.
General Wiggins is going to be in here with the Governor's Military Council. He's the Executive Director. Clark Howard is next. A little bit of Rush, and then we'll have Royals baseball at 11:30 here at News Radio KMAN. Have a great day.
KSA Bank wants to be your bank. Find us a